at the moment we're heading out to one of the paddocks on the flats. Some of the locals have seen some yellow-footed rock wallabies in the past year, which nobody had really noticed this far down in their living memory. So we're sort of going to see if we can find some evidence that they are living here.
Less than 20 years ago, the yellow-footed rock wallaby was at risk of extinction in South Australia's northern pastoral region. Foxes, feral cats and goats had decimated their numbers, and only 60 were known to exist on Mount Victor Station, 400 kilometres northeast of Adelaide. But with the help of a concerted baiting campaign, the rock wallabies are bouncing back, and it appears they're even moving into new territory.
Yes, there is quite a good populations in the Flinders now, but also just north of here on Plumbago and Bimbowrie stations. Plumbago is still a working sheep station, and they've sort of had a war on foxes for probably several decades now.
Hello, Courtney Fowler with you. I'm on Wikaroo Station with Aridlands research scientist Robert Brandel. He's conducting a field study to follow up on reports that the yellowfoots have moved this far south.
Back in the 80s when things were looking quite poor for the yellowfoots, and they were listed as threatened with or vulnerable to extinction on both sort of national and state threatened species lists, there were still quite good populations on Plumbago, so that gave the department confidence that if they did sort of landscape scale fox control, that we'd end up being able to recover the population.
So it must be really exciting to hear reports of the rock wallabies here at Wikaroo when they haven't been seen in living memory.
I thought it was definitely worth coming out and checking out the record, and we did go out and have a look this morning for signs of rock wallaby, which just means we're looking for scat or droppings, and we're lucky enough to come across a little pile. So that kind of proves to me that what people have reported as seeing probably most likely were rock wallabies. They are pretty hard to confuse with anything else because they have that really stripy tail, bars across the tail. So when people report rock wallabies, they're usually pretty reasonable reports.
When you're looking for the rock wallabies, obviously you said you're looking for scats or signs of poo. Probably not many times that you get excited by a little pile of poo, but what do you do from there? Do you look around for tracks, or is there sort of what are you looking for?
Tracks are a little bit hard, particularly in rocky country, so I tend to focus on the biggest, rockiest outcrops you can find and look for their bolt holes and hollows, areas that they can take shelter from. Particularly in summer, when it's really hot, they need to get in out of the heat. So caves that are sort of deeper than 2 metres into the rocks are really good. Yeah.
So far today, you haven't spotted one yet, but is there a time of the day that's better to find them? Are you hoping we have some more luck this afternoon?
They do tend to be active at either end of the day and into the night, so a good time to see them often is early morning and probably late afternoon as well. If you're in a good spot where, particularly in winter, where they're taking the afternoon sun, warming themselves up, or just catching those last rays, if you stake out a nice spot looking at a rocky outcrop, that's kind of when you'll see them moving about.
Shall we get out and take a look?
We will. There's some good rock wallaby tucker.
Yeah.
So we've got quite a few little silver mulla mulla bushes, which are something that the rock wallabies like to eat. And you'll notice around here that they've all been chewed down by something, but with the amount of goat droppings that are around the place, I'd say they're probably more likely the culprit than the rock wallabies.
Oh, that's a shame. You can see a few scats around. How do you spot that from afar?
Unfortunately, you have to be looking at the ground to find them. But because rock wallabies like rocky situations, I'll target something like that little rock ledge up there.
Yep.
So on the ledges above it and below, and if there's any sort of hollows in there, you check those out.
Yeah.
And quite often, they'll leave a nice little pile on top of a rock. And when they're fresh, they'll sit up there, and then as they dry, they roll off, and you'll find them sort of collected in little pockets of stone. So yeah, a situation like this, we might we'll have a look on the ground, and you'll note there's a pile of different sorts of droppings there. So these nice square cuboidal ones are probably Euro droppings, and the little bullets that you can see around there, which have little streaks on them, are the goats. And a rock wallaby is somewhere in between the Euro and the goat in size, and they're usually enlarged at one end and then tapering down to a nice rounded tip, and they're nice and cylindrical, whereas the Euro droppings are often quite flattened on sort of two sides, and so they'll be more of an oblong type shape than a cylindrical one. And the goats are usually quite regularly, just like your chocolate bullets that you'd buy in a candy shop.
Not to be confused though. Well, we've seen lots of droppings and clambered over lots of rocks on Wikuru Station, but we haven't seen any yellow-footed rock wallabies. But I'm not complaining. We're looking at a pretty spectacular pink and purple sunset. That's probably second best to the rock wallaby.
Yep, it's good consolation prize.
Well, this is the best kind of stakeout I've ever done. Sort of got the hills to our left. This rocky outcrop we're standing on extends kind of as far as the eye can see, and looks like someone's taken pink and purple paint and sort of brushed through the sky. It's just breathtaking. Best job in the world, I reckon. Oh, it's just beautiful.